Westlock. A trio of lead-footed drivers, including one man caught 68 kilometers per hour over the posted limit, all face huge fines but did not have their driving privileges suspended. In Westlock Court of Justice August 2, Justice Carrie Ann Downey accepted guilty pleas to speeding on behalf of Michael David Walker, Gordon Douglas Gramlich and Corey Lee Stable. Provincial Crown Prosecutor Rizwan Suleiman did not seek driver's license suspensions for any of the men, while Justice Downey gave all three, who were represented in court by agents, until February 12, 2024, to pay their fines or face 10 to 12 days in jail. The heaviest foot of the day went to Gramlich, who will pay a $1,500 fine after being caught by police at 5:43 p.m., November 9, 2022. Traveling at 168 km per hour in 100 km per hour zone on Highway 44, while the second highest went to Michael David Walker, who's now out of pocket $1,300 after being clocked at 146 km per hour in an 80 km per hour zone in Westlock at 12:25 a.m., September 10, 2022. Finally, Corey Lee Stable will pay a $1,000 fine after being caught piloting his vehicle at 156 km per hour in a 100 km per hour zone at 10:45 p.m., October 13, 2022, on Highway 2 near Westlock. Other traffic fines. As part of the traffic ticket docket, Jordan Alexander Breetsky pleaded guilty to driving while unauthorized in relation to a September 26, 2022. Offense on Highway 2 and Township Road 592 and was fined $600 and banned from driving for 6 months. A second charge of driving a vehicle whose license plate was improperly displayed was withdrawn by Suleiman. And Jamie Lynn Beatty pleaded guilty to driving without insurance in relation to an April 17, 2023, incident on Highway 44 and was fined $3,000. Beatty, who saw charges of failing to hold a valid driver's license and knowingly operating a vehicle with cancelled registration, has until February 12, 2024, to pay the fine or faces 45 days in jail. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.